Today's shiur is sponsored by the Virtual Halacha Program, a program to learn halacha at a high level under the auspices of Rav Remenzel, with an option for smicha. Visit vhalacha.com for more information about the newsman beginning now, learning Hilchos Shabbos and Basar B'Chalav.
Okay, yesterday we started to discuss the sugyas of Durabanans of Shvias. Today's daf is Shvias daf Tes. And yesterday we started to discuss all the different activities that are mostly Isuri Durabanan during Shemitah, because we know only the ones that are explicit in the Torah are D'oraisa. We spoke a little bit about Ovos and Toldos, and today we continue that discussion, getting into more of the details of the activities that are mentioned in the in the Mishnah on yesterday's daf on Daf Chesam Beis. So says the Gemara here on Chesam Beis, here in Shias, Mezablin Ma'adru B'Miksho. So the Mishnah started off by saying we could fertilize and hoe by the melons and the gourds. Ma'u lachrosh b'hem. So idur, hoeing, is similar to plowing. So is one allowed to plow amongst the already grown melons and gourds during this time, during the Tosefes? So Tani, so the Brisa answers. It's the same dinim between Harisha and Zibul and Idur, because Zibul and Idur are kind of the similar activities. So if you could do Harisha, you could do Zibul and Idur, the fertilizing and the hoeing. And therefore, because the Mishnah says it's mutter, so to do to do these activities, so it's mutter to do Harisha as well. And the Gemara continues and says, Amar Rebbe Yosa, Umasnisa Amar Kain. It sounds that way from the Mishnah and the comment of the Brisa on the Mishnah. Kain, Mizablun Ma'adrin Mimikshos Mitlozad Rosh Hashanah. As we know, we just said, the fertilizing and the hoeing until Rosh Hashanah V'chein Bebeis Hashlachin. And our Mishnah said the same thing with irrigated fields. We know there are two types of fields. There's Beis Habau, fields that could rely just on rainwater, and Beis Hashlachin, which are the ones that need irrigation, the water brought up to them. So the Mishnah says the irrigation fields could also, you could do Mizablun Ma'adrin until Rosh Hashanah, because they need it. They need it. They're obviously less independent and they need help. V'tani Allah, and we learned, relating to the Beis HaShlachin, Charshin Beis HaShlachin at Rosh Hashanah. Right? We can plow the Beis HaShlachin all the way until Rosh Hashanah. So too, the Harisha in the other phrase must be allowed until Rosh Hashanah as well. The Mefarshim here, the Rasilia, wonders that we had a Mishnah earlier on Davav that says that maybe one could only work in the Mikshos and Midlos if there is a 10 to a Beisah. We had a discussion there, how exactly you put this Mishnah together with that Mishnah. But again, that's not for now. Look in the Rasilia. Good. But there is another day in the Brisa that we just quoted. Rebbe Omer, Ad lifnei Rosh Hashanah shlosha yamim, until 3 days before Rosh Hashanah. Kadesha Yizra, why do you, meaning, when it says up until Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't mean literally up until Rosh Hashanah, but it means 3 days. 3 days before Rosh Hashanah. You have to stop at least 3 days before, not actually until Rosh Hashanah. Why? Kadesha Yizra v'yashresh, because if you want it to be considered for the sixth year ground and grows, and not the seventh year, you got to give a little time for things to grow if you're plowing. If you plow all the way to Rosh Hashanah, that obviously plowing is not for the good of the sixth year. So you have to leave at least 3 days, says Rebbe, Kadesha Yizra v'yashri, so that you can put a seed in and it could grow roots. V'yita v'yashrish, or you can plant a little sapling in and it could grow roots. Look in the Mara Folda, second on the Amud, Kadesha Yilos Manli Zara Bo Zeronin. So enough time to plant seeds, V'yashri Shazera Ba'ar, it's called in Rosh Hashanah, and the roots are able to grow before Rosh Hashanah. Sha'az Nireh, because then it appears to Mishum Osam Hazeronim Hutachoresh. Then it looks like because of those seeds, you're doing the Harisha. V'lo Mishum Misakin Sadeh Ulushvias. It's not because you're doing some type of Tikkun Sadeh for Shemitah, but you're doing it for the present state. Says the Gemara, V'ilo Osa Sharashim L'Shlosha Yamim. Are there roots in 3 days? The 3 days before, that's good enough? So the Gemara says, Rebbe Omer Ad Lefnei Rosh Hashanah Shlosha Chadashim. You're right. If you want it to take root, it has to be, in Rebbe's view, not 3 days, but 3 months before. Kadesha Yizra Orez. Oh, now we're about to say, because we're saying there's an Ukimta. We're changing the Girsa, and we're saying that Rebbe is specifically talking about rice fields. Kadesha Yizra Orez V'yashrish V'yita Orez V'yashrish. Because rice fields take 3 months. And therefore, right, you see the Marafolda, Orez Riza, right, rice. And it needs this amount of time before, and so that's why Rebbe says 3 months, Orez, and this is all for the good of the sixth year produce, and that is why it is allowed. We know rice has a unique status in halacha. Obviously, Mari Mene Mizonos, and the halacha is that we know Mizonos usually goes with the five grains. Chita Sora, right? The five grains listen the first Mishnah in Challah, and the Mishnah tells us what you can make matzah with, but the five grains get to Mizonos and an Alamichya. But rice is unclear, so it might be one of the grains, might not. We make a Mizonos on rice, but we make a Bore Nefashos on rice as well. Can you use rice for matzah? So we paskin no, but there's really a machlokas about it. Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Rabbanon. So we paskin that one is not allowed to use rice. It is not ba lidei chimutz. Rice is not ba lidei chimutz, therefore you can't use it for matzah, and you don't violate chimutz on it, right? That's the Mishnah in Pesachim Daf Lamed Hey in the Bavli, Ve'elu Ram Yashadam, Yotzei Bani Yechavasa Bepesach, Chitim, Saorim, Wheat, Barley, Kusman, Spelt, Shifon, Rye, Shibulah, Shual, Oats. That's the usual translation of these items. Ve'yosin, and then the Mishnah says some other items that are used, but that's the five. And then the Gemara quotes there, Masnisan Delok Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The Mishnah is against Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The Amar Orez min Daganhu. The Chayavan al Chimus al Karis. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that Orez, rice, is a type of grain, and your Chayiv on its Chimus Karis. Detanya, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Oser ba Orez Veduchen, Rabbi Shekarov Lahachmet. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says it ferments, and it is not called chimutz. It is not called sirchon, it's called chimutz. But the Rabbanan say, no, whatever happens, the process that happens is not called chimutz. It's not called leavening. When it comes to rice, it's called sirchon, and therefore, you cannot use it for matzah, and you don't violate chametz. We mentioned in the past, like, what's this machlokas about? Right? What happens to rice when you add yeast and it grows? Is that called chimutz or not? Well, just look at it. Just test it out to see what happens. So that's a question that the similar question that the Ramban asked. The Ramban at the beginning of Eilat Treifas in Maseches Chulin, the third parak of Chulin, the first piece of the Ramban in that parak, that the Gemara there talks about whether a treifa, Eilat Treifas is all about treifas, a treifa is going to live or not. So the Gemara, the Ramban says, Mashenechlu kuchach mi Yisrael betreifa, imichaya o einachaya tamua, heichlo badku hadavar b'nisyonos harbe. How could they not just check? Do a lot of tests, experiments. Efshar, so maybe, says the Ramban, Shekimu min ha-treifo shehem min ha-lacha moshe mi-sinai, pam achar pam, umatzu shelo hayu miskaimu shnei masar chodesh. It could be that they did test, they saw they didn't last 12 months. That's why it says, ein achaya. V'yaf al pikein, mi sharayos chachmaso ha-kabalaso nesenes lo shi'ichaya. What about the other day? Ein ochozer bo. He doesn't retract based on these experiments. Why? Shari osa shemesa b'mikra. Kedamrina gemiri di mavadri la simanichaya. Right, man? Right, it's coincidence, right? He argue, they did test, they did experiments, but they argue on the findings. And he says, just like, that's the machlokas about treifa chaya, reina chaya. Sounds like a machlokas in Metzias, but Ramban says it's not. And he says, similar we have in the Yerushalmi in Maseches Trumos, where the Yerushalmi in Trumos says, Gabi kashas v'nimsas mara. The Gemara talks about if you take off truma from a certain vegetable and you find out afterwards that it is bitter, it is not edible. Boy ben Levi, v'chi bedavar she'efshar lamar alav chacham and pligin, this is a machlokas about whether it's a bitter or not bitter or edible. Elo be'ikr b'dikasa pligin. No, the machlokas is about what you do with the findings. You did the bedika. How do you view the bedika? Sometimes you can have findings of a certain experiment, and there could be a machlokas between the physicist how to interpret. So the same thing would be here, that the rice, whatever happens to it, there's some type of physical change that happens, but the question is how to interpret those findings. How to interpret those findings? That would be the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Rabbanan. So again, we say Rebbe is talking about rice, and therefore you have to finish 3 months before Shemitah. Weiter. We continue. So now we get to all of these other activities that are mentioned in the Mishnah that are mutter up until Rosh Hashanah. Miyablin. That, what does that mean? Ma'avirin esa yibolas. There's some type of wart or growth on the tree. You remove it. Mifarkin. You thin out. Ba'alin the leaves. Ma'avkin. You put dust. Osalavak. May put dust on it to protect the tree. Ma'ashnin. You smoke it. Masnin Allah. You smoke the areas that might benefit from having some smoke on it. Tani. There's a brisa that says, the Tosefta says, Mechavnin mitzadadin. You could straighten and you could bend. What does that mean? Mechavnin wa. You straighten the tree. How do you straighten a tree? So the Rosh Elio says something that we're familiar with. Bechavnin law, kishanatiya akuma, when the tree is growing in an akum in a crooked way, umiyashrin osan, you want to make it grow straight, koshrin law, bechavalim eitz av, etzla yashar. You put a stick or some other board next to the tree that goes straight up, you tie the tree to it, ad sha'ola ha-saraf bo yashar, until the saraf, the sap, the tree grows straight, v'nisharis ken, and it remains that way. So you're allowed to do that. That's what the Braisa says, up until Rosh Hashanah. Mechavnin, that's Mechavnin law. Mitzadadin, you want to bend it, chavraya amri osa la dikron, means you make some type of pointy spike. That means you want it to bend. So you take the branch and you stick a spoke in the ground and you bend the branch down. So eventually it'll grow like that. Right? That's what, again, the Marasilio. Hainu kein kanim, hadukranim, vitochvan kora ba'aretshi chaduda. Kimintok, when you stick a sharp, pointy instrument into the ground. The koshrin ba'anaf, you tie a branch there. Kadesha tisakem v'teasal noflasel, you want it to grow in a bent way so that it should give you shade. So if you want it to grow straight, want it to grow bent, either way, these are activities that are done. Rav Yossi Amar Tola Evan, the other way that you make it bend is that you tie a stone to the tree, and therefore that weighs it down as well. Talking about the trees growing straight or not growing straight, there is a beautiful Rabbeinu Yonah. This is today's Musar moment. Today's Musar Agadic moment. Rabbeinu Yonah on Pirkei Avos. Rabbeinu Yonah says in the first parak on the Mishnah of Imlo Achshav Emasai, right? Huaya Omer. Hillel said that Emein Ani Li Mili. If I'm not for myself, then who is? Ukshani Latzmi Ma'ani V'Imlo Achshav Emasai. If not now, when? Right, if I'm not now, when? So Rabbeinu Yonah says, Tupshatim. Number one, Shalo Yomar, Hayom Ani Asuk B'Malachti. Today I'm busy. L'machar Efne V'Asakin Atzmi. Tomorrow, I'll work on myself. Ki Shema Lo Tifne. Afilu Im Tifnesh. Hayom Ahu Asher Chalaf Avar. U'batzal Somelech Zashim. And even if you end up doing it, what do you do till then? V'lo Yuchal Hashama Kol Yomav. You can't complete and make up lost time. Ki Kol Hayomim Asher Huchay Al Ha'adama. Chayav L'Sakin Eskufa B'Lasok B'Mitzvahs. Because every day that we live on this earth, we have to work on ourselves. And be osik mitzvah, zein l'rishus l'vatel mimalach tu'afilo sha'achas, we can't be mevatel even for one moment. That's the first pshat of Rabbeinu Yonah. But then he quotes what I wanted to mention about the tree. Ve'od yesh bechlal zeh halashon. Im lo achshav, b'yimei narus. If we don't fix ourselves when we're young, emasai, imad zikna v'seva yanichen alu yuchal asosa. When we get older, it's much harder. People get set in their ways. The Alinian Zeh Amar Davan Amelach, he goes to Pasik into Hillim Kupem Dalad. Asher Baninu Benenu Kinetim Migdalim Binu Rehem. Ratzal Omar. Kianeta Bodenu Katan, when a little sapling is still small. Adam Yachol Lagalolios Eitzo Yashar Vlo Yeakum. You can make it straight. If a tree is starting to bend, as we just saw in our Gemara, right? Mechavnin. You can make it straight. I'll put a board next to it going straight up. You tie it up and you go grow straight. But once something grows in a crooked manner, kasha huma o lesakno. You can't, once it's hard, once it's grown, once it's a strong tree, it's much harder to make straight. So too when it comes to a person. Kein Adam, bodenu na'ar nakelulios gadel bederech tov alasim and arav. When we're young, we're much more flexible. Ach im hiskin birishaso. If we get older in our wickedness, kasha be'ein avanichena. Right, we can't. It's hard for us to leave a kinyush and emar. Chanoch lenar al bidarko gam ki yaskin lo yasur mimena. Even when we get older. So therefore, that's the Rabbeinu Yonim lo achshav emasai, like the tree. Got to make the tree straight. That's what he says on that Mishnah, and that's what we're adding to the Mechavnin line here in the Mishnah. Good. We continue. Tanit, in the following Braisa, these are mutter even in Shemitah itself, the following activities. Mivatrin, you could remove. We'll see what it means. To remove what? Mivatrin, we could remove in vines, umishamtin, and we could withdraw. Kaini, what does that mean? This explains the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Masnisa Mevatrin Bikfanim, Umishamtin Bikanim. It means we could withdraw and remove them. Look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Mevatrin Bikfanim, Kisha Olim Ritzufim, when the vines are growing very tsafuft, close to each other, Oker Mixas Mehem, we could rip out a few of them, Viafila Bishvias, De Ukme Ilanahave. Because that's considered saving the tree, keeping the status quo going. As we've said, the rule is, you're allowed to do activities on the tree that prevent the tree from dying, that saves the tree. And that's what this is. By being mevater, removing some extra vines and removing some extra reeds, meshamtin mekanim, continues Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Mekanim tofes lashon meshamtin shemashmit umotzi kama mehem. Right, what is lashmit? You just pull them out. Kadeshi muvachin, because reeds are growing in the ground, you just pull out the reeds. And when it comes to vines, you really got to remove them. Got to remove them. So that's the brisa, mevashim bikvanim. Where the minhag is to do it before Sukkot. So you do it before Sukkot, whenever you need to do it, because this is considered regular behavior, taking care of the tree in order for the tree to live. If it's usually done after Sukkot, then it's done after Sukkot, whenever you need it to be done. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ubilvad, Argirsa, Minabik of Alamala. Right after Sukkot, you could also do it as long as you leave min habika ulamala. What does that mean? Only if it's from the knot above, right? The language, the Rasilio has pakak, right? The pakak, the knot in the tree, you have to leave that. Look at the Rasilio. Kodem achag mivatrin dafka kodem achag de nira avoda ela okran the kaboy lulasicha beso before the chag. So then while you're using it for, you could also might be using it for lumber. Mashenkin la'achrachag if it's normally done then in that place. So then you could take it also as long as you leave a certain amount in the ground. In a pakak ulamala, but not less than that, because then that will look like it's working the land. Right, this shita argues and says, no, you can take everything. When you take that, when it's mutter lach rachag, you can even take the kvutz, everything that's nikbat, that's gathered around it, the stems and the roots, you'd be able to take everything. Good. Now back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that Rabbi Shimon allows you to take, or the Tanakhama said you could be mefarkin and remove and lessen some of the leaves up until Rosh Hashanah. Rav Shimon says even in Rosh in Shemitah. Rav Shimon says even Otal Sa'alim in Eshkol B'Shvius. You can take the leaves off of the Eshkol after the vines during Shemitah. So that, now we're going to talk about that sheet. Rav Shimon Omer Rav Otal Sa'alim in Eshkol B'Shvius. Michlaf Ashishtas Adir Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon seems to contradict himself. Why? Tanina Taman. Because what does Rav Shimon say here? You're allowed to remove the alim. So we're going to see. That seems to be so the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin. Tanina Taman, we learned later on in Daf Yud Zayin, Mimarsin es ha'orez b'shviyas divir Rebbe Shimon, orez, we're back to rice. Mimarsin is flooding a rice field with water and then stirring the mud. That is all done during, it can be done during, for 60-year rice. That helps it grow. Mimarsin es orez b'shviyas divir Rebbe Shimon avolo mechaschin. But you can't be mechasek. Mechasek is like cutting off and pruning, like zimur. The koam rachim, but here, what does Rabbi Shimon say? Even during Shemitah, he says you are allowed to be notel asalam and eshkol. Right? Isn't that the same exact act as machaschen? Right, taking off extra branches. The Mishnah over there on David Zion says that you're not allowed to, right, in the rice field, and here it says that you are allowed to. Answers the Gemara: Shan Yehu Hacha Shehu Kamatzel Menadleika. Do you saw like we've been saying? No, here is different. Because what we're talking about, taking the leaves from the vines, is not better for the vines and making them grow better, but it's like you're saving them from a fire, so they don't get damaged. Kemadam hamatzel mara fold on top. Kadam hamatzel menadleika shehu lo yazik. Hachanami meisir hamazik lahem hu. You're removing the damager. Aval gabi orez mor lemazimur. But in the case of the, this brought up at Daf Yud Zayin, the zimur, the pruning, would really help them grow and help them develop, and therefore it would be not allowed. So it depends on the same act, depending what you're doing. Again, this is within the world of Durabanan, the world of Shvita Durabanan. The same act, if it's an act that's matzel menadleika, so that's called avruye ilana, just to keep them alive, and therefore that's mutter. If it's ukme ilana, to help them develop and become better, so that is not a problem, and that wouldn't be allowed. Period. Stop there for a minute. It's like I wanted to mention earlier. I forgot to mention it, but I'll mention it now. We're talking about putting the 3 days and the 3 months. Right. We know that, so the act of planting takes time. This is an example of even Melech HaShabbos. Melech HaShabbos, most melechas that we do, it's a moment, right? We color, we clean, we sheft. But there are some melechas that take time. And even if I only do the act on Shabbos, but the result of it happens during the week that's still Melech HaShabbos. For example, putting a seed in the ground. I put a seed in the ground on Shabbos, I'm chayiv only on Tuesday. Right? Once Tuesday occurs, and the root, right, if I put the seed in the ground, I pick it up right away. Pashtus, I'm not going to be chayiv. Right? That is again, so we mentioned this a while ago, I don't think recently, I don't remember, but the discussion of the Rishash and the Minchas Chinuch. The Rishash and the Minchas Chinuch. The Rishash on the Mishnah there, on Daf Ayin Gimel, in Masechta Shabbos, says the Rishash, let me just find the line, here, Ayin Gimel, Amid Beis, says the Rishash, oh, here it's on Amun Aleph, it's not on Amun Beis. On the Mishnah that says, Hazoreya, says the Rishash, Hein af kol zman shelo nishra kamandu shadi v'kadadomi, the chiddush of Zoreya is that you're chayiv, even though, as long as it hasn't taken root, it's as if it's sitting in the jar. Ayin menachas, mikol makom, kivan da'idei zri asu ato yisharish achar kach, since through the act of zriya that you're doing now on Shabbos, it's going to be take root a few days later, chayiv, kimo ofe vitzole, the chayiv, like baking and cooking. If I put something on the fire 10 minutes before Shabbos is over, still, chayiv, even though it's nefe v'nitzla, achar kach me'elov. Vihine, so the Rishash says, im liket azar kodem shishrash nira, what if on Sunday afternoon you want to do tshuva? You want to do tshuva and you go out and you pick the seed up. You planted a seed on Shabbos, you pick it up and nothing happened yet. You got to bring a carbon? You do the Avera? L'chora not. It says, Potter, Luma Freya, Almasha Zara. The Kiman Shalom is Kaima Machshamaso. It's like taking off the pot from the fire before it cooks. He named it Zareya Mashmash Techayev, Afta Ashrasha Lotie Ela Bachol. Even though it's only going to be on a weekday. Ayin Masha Kasafti Parakbeis de Kelayim Mishnah Gimel V'chenanotei Chayiv Af the Makdazim Sheches Mizen Nirali the Kain Haofe B'Shabbes Im Chashecha Chayiv Af Dein Shosh to Kemar Af Yosim Rod Yom. As we just said, he says if you put something on the pot on the fire right before Shabbos is over, you're still going to be Chayiv because that's how Ofe works. It's similar to Zoreya and the Minchas Chinuch, and that's the Pashup Shah. Pashup Shah is that even though it takes time and it takes time to take root, still you're going to be Chayiv for that. What happens on a weekday? Says the Minchas Chinuch, Zuria Os Beis. Says the Minchas Chinuch, Da Al Zuria Shezara Chayiv Af Shelo Hishrish V'Nikla Klal. Minchas Chinuch, I guess, is so convinced that the Melech HaShabbos has to be done on Shabbos without any conditions of weekday, so he comes up with a huge chiddush that everything has to be done on Shabbos. So it must be you don't need Hashrasha for the Chiyuv on Shabbos. Even if there's no ashrasha that takes place at all, kagon. But what if you plant a seed and all of a sudden there's a torrential downpour and the seed gets ripped out of the ground and thrown onto the cement? You're still chayev daraisa, says the Minchas Chinuch. Osha take a cargo, or you yourself picked up the seed. Chayev al maisa zriya. Velo dummy, don't compare zriya to afia, says the Minchas Chinuch. Velo dummy la afia, to call them shenefe, eno chayev. To hasama afia hi amalacha, the chayev bishas afia. Avalhaka hamalacha hi azriya, the chayev takeif al hazriya. A huge chiddush. And then he says, Venera pashut, the chiddush al gabi chiddush. Afilu imzara adaita la hagbia takeif benakarka. Even if you planted and you had in mind to pick it up from the ground right away. Velo yitzmaklau. Originally you had kavana to pick it up in 5 minutes from now. Mikom makom, maisa hazriya, bimakom tzmicha, asra Torah. Okay, if you put it up on a piece of cement, that's not a maisa hazriya. But if you put it in a place that it can grow, asra Torah. Vizeh avilei malacha, imkein avilei kabona amanas listar, okosev amanas limcho. Devade chayev ala maisa, hachanami, kein nire borer. Wow. Kei nire borer, he says, it's not so borer, right? The Rishash argues, and l'chora, most would argue as well. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now, misalkin ad Rosh Hashanah. So we mentioned removing stones. Removing stones can be done until Rosh Hashanah. Taman tanina, we learned in the Mishnah later on in Daf Chav Gimel, ha-misalkin asadeyu notel asal yonos v'neyechas negos ba'aretz. If you remove stones from your field, you're only allowed to take the upper level. Only allowed to take the upper level, and the Marifolda says is even during Shemitah. Even during Shemitah, you're allowed to take the upper level and leave the bottom ones. And v'ko, atam erhachin, and our Mishnah sounds like it's all asur during Shemitah. Everything's asur during Shemitah, even taking the upper level. Everything's asur. Amar Reb Yonah, kan betolosh, kan b'mechubar. It depends if the stones are really embedded in the ground or just on top. Right, arm, the Mishnah later on is talking about tolosh. They're just sitting on top of the ground, so then you could take the ones above. But here we're talking about the ones that are really embedded. Right, and therefore you're really being misaking the karka by taking them out. Kan betolosh, kan b'mechubar. It depends how tight they are. Stop there for a moment. So if you remember, we mentioned already, last time, I think the last year or 2 years ago, we mentioned the tshuva of Rav Asher Weiss about mowing lawns and grass on Shabbos during Shemitah. So he quoted this that we just said. We just quoted this Yerushalmi that we just had up above about matzel min hadleika. Right, he says, well, why is it mutter according to Rabbi Shimon? Because you're matzel min hadleika. That's why he says one is allowed to take off the leaves even during Shemitah. And what do the Rabbanan say? It's not matzel. It's an argument about gardening. No, it must be that it does a little of both. It does a little of matzel and it does a little of helping. And the Chazon Ish, I'll read it now. It's Yud Zayin Chavav. Rashi Weiss was based on this Chazon Ish. Yuzayin Chabav explains maybe that's the machlokas tanoim here, that when you have two different goals or two different results, v'tanakama savar, says the Chazon Ish, to become akom me'urav bo ivruya ilana ma'at, a little bit of avruya ilana is mixed in. V'rib Shimon savar kivadu zutar v'lo chashi v'lo chayal alei shem zimur. Right, and then he quotes another day, or maybe it's a question about what we goes there. Inami tanakama osar afagavdavi rak hatsana. I might have flipped it beforehand. I might have said it probably. Ukme ilana means just to keeping it alive. Avruye ilana is helping it develop more. I might have said it the opposite before. But so that machlokas of the Chazon Ish explaining this machlokas by Rav Shimon and the Tanakama, it was the first source that was quoted in that tshuva relating to cutting grass. Amar Reb Yossi. Havinan Savrin Meimar. Reb Yossi says, in the Havamin, I would have thought, to Rabbi Shimon, Kareb Yeshua Bekirsam, I would have thought when it comes to pruning, I would have thought that there are really only two shitas in the Mishnah. Savrin to Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Shimon, who says these maisen that are mutter only until Shemitah, Kareb Yeshua holds like Rabbi Yeshua, who is the previous Tana in the Mishnah. You know, let's go back for a minute to remember the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah had Rabbi Shimon, not the Rabbi Shimon that we were just talking about, but it's a different Rabbi Shimon. Let's remember the second half of the Mishnah. The second half of the Mishnah says that the Tanakama holds you can be mikarsem, who can be cut the and prune some of the leaves that are heavy until Rosh Hashanah. And then Rabbi Yeshua says, no, just like you could do the fifth year into the sixth year, so too you could do the sixth year into the seventh year. So he sounds like Rabbi Yeshua is the most makel. You could even thin out during the seventh year if you're doing stuff that grew during the sixth year. So it sounds like the Tanakama holds until Rosh Hashanah, and Rabbi Yeshua holds either way, even into Shemitah. So the Gemara is saying now that the next Shita, Rabbi Shimon, isn't arguing about the Kirsum case. There's only two shitas about the pruning, and therefore Rav Shimon, when he says kol shemach ani rashoi b'avodas ha'ilan ani rashoi l'pipisulo, which we said is a big chumrah, you have to stop the shvuas before, he's not relating to zirud or Kirsum. So let's see, that's what the Gemara assumes at first. Again, we have three opinions in the Mishnah. So the Gemara first assumes that it's only two. Rabbi Yossi, Havin and Savrin Meimar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yeshua, b'kirsum, din and shrein tanoim. There are really only two opinions. Misaklan Rosh Hashanah Makarsimin, Umizar Dinu Mafaslan Rosh Hashanah, Kirabanan. That's one shita. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Kizirudu Kipsulo Shachamishus, Vachangel Shishus. And you could do the sixth year into the seventh year. And Rabbi Shimon would agree to that. But we realize that's not true. Have a tlasa tanan inu. And really, there are three opinions. Misaklan Rosh Hashanah Makarsimin, Mizar Dinu Mafaslan Rosh Hashanah, Kirabanan. The Tanakama hold. You could do all these things until Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, you could do it even past. Kizirudo kibisulo shal chamishas v'chein shal shishas afilo yoser mikan. Right, you could even doing if it's sixth year growths, you could prune it even in the Shemitah year. So yeah, the Rabbanan who say to Rosh Hashanah, that's the middle opinion. Rabbi Yeshua says even into Shemitah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he's the most machmer Shita. Rabbi Shimon Omer kozman shani rashoi Bavodas ha'ilon, rashay ani bipisulo ad ha'atzeres, only until Shavuos, and therefore there are three different opinions in the Mishnah, and not two. We always try to be minimized machlokas, so if we could say that they're not arguing, Rabbi Shimon is not arguing on one of the factors, like the pruning, and he's only arguing about the pisul, I'd rather do that. That's what Gemara tried to say. But again, Lamaskana, we have a Mesorah that really it's three different opinions. The first one being the middle one, Rosh Hashanah, and then stopping later, even into Shemitah is allowed, or stopping earlier, Shavuos. So again, Lamaskana, we have to say that there are three Shitas, and therefore, that is how it is, Lamaskana. Okay, we'll stop here. By the time next time, we will pick up with the next Mishnah and Shavuos Daf Yud.